Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done? Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose, but you've been growing and baby it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you're wrong? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does?
Ooh, the King Elvis. Cindy's got some Elvis. I'm looking at the albums here. Wow. She's got this big box set of Elvis. I wonder when she's giving that one away. I'll have to find out from her. Hey, I got a study here. It says kids will do better in school if they have smarter friends. My question is, where do you find them? The smarter friends, that is. 801 WRJN, time for the news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Receive Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a plea to free a Russian-American ballerina who was sentenced to 12 years in prison today in Russia for treason after she gave money to a pro-Ukrainian charity. Ksenia Karolina's boyfriend, Chris Van Heerden, tells CBS Mornings.
She's an American citizen that made a $51.80 donation in Los Angeles. Exercising her First Amendment rights. She has done nothing wrong.
She was detained while she was visiting family in Russia. It's a crucial day in the Middle East, with Gaza ceasefire talks resuming in Doha. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
CIA Director Bill Burns traveled to Doha for the talks. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made calls to Egyptian and Qatari counterparts. The talks came as the death toll in Gaza surpassed 40,000. That according to the health ministry there. The true toll could be higher because many bodies are buried in debris. Israel's offensive has been one of the most devastating military campaigns in recent history.
The Biden administration says landmark negotiations with Medicare and pharma companies will knock down the prices for expensive medications commonly used by older Americans. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The Medicare negotiated drug prices for the first 10 medications won't take effect until January 1st of 2026. But we should also anticipate there will be additional drugs for which Medicare will be negotiating drug prices.
Shoppers have been lining up to save.
Walmart Plus members can save 5 cents per gallon.
Walmart is reporting strong sales and higher profits in the second quarter, with revenue up 4.8% over the same period last year. Lots of the gain among high income earners. With no signs of a slowdown in sight, the company's raised targets for the rest of the year. Taylor Swift resumes her world tour today.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. After last week's terror arrests in Vienna, ticket holders here are facing added security checks and non-ticket holders are being turned away. Around 90,000 fans will pack London's Wembley Stadium for the first of 5 sold-out shows, which will end the European leg of Swift's Eras tour.
Actress Jenna Rollins has died.
I don't want to die. What do I do with you? You know, you're not my family or anything.
She snagged Oscar nominations for 1980's Gloria and 1974's A Woman Under the Influence, both directed by her late husband, John Cassavetes. In 2004, her son, Nick Cassavetes, directed her in The Notebook.
Maybe we could get a car. We could go for a ride.
Like her Notebook character, Jenna Rollins had Alzheimer's. She was 94. S&P futures up 13. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A former Racine County Country Club is making way for a massive industrial project. Ashley Capital wants to build a $440 million industrial park at the former South Hills Country Club site in Caledonia. The plan being reviewed includes 10 buildings and is expected to create 2,000 full-time jobs. July home sales in Racine County showed a little growth, while Kenosha County saw a higher increase. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors has a Kenosha County jump in July year-to-year home sales at 13%. Racine County had 3.5% growth. Microsoft has expanded its land holdings in Racine County by buying an additional 70 acres in Mount Pleasant. They now own over 1,200 acres in the area. A beach hazards statement is in effect for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. It lasts through the overnight and waves of 4 to 6 feet are expected. And the DOT says they're closing down the Highway 38 bridge over the Root River in Mount Pleasant next week. Drivers are being told to use the detour, which includes 31, Spring Street, and Memorial Drive. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers name a starting quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Phil Longo, the Wisconsin Badgers offensive coordinator, was asked, so who's the new starting quarterback? Is it Braden Locke or the transfer from Miami, Tyler Van Dyke?
We have named Tyler Van Dyke our starter. I will tell you that Braden Locke, last year it was Tanner Mordecai, and the number two was Braden Locke. This year it's Tyler Van Dyke, and we really see Braden Locke. I've mentioned to you in the past how much better he's gotten this year. That's how well Braden has done here in camp. But right, as of right now, Tyler Van Dyke is our starter.
NFL, the Packers flying to Denver for a joint practice against the Broncos tomorrow. Sunday night, the starting quarterback will not be Jordan Love. It'll be backup Sean Clifford.
I do think that when the lights come on, it's a little bit different for me. I don't know. It's just an excitement level. I do like to kind of think of myself as a gamer in a way.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their four-game series with the Dodgers. The Crew winning last night, 5-4, thanks to closer Devin Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow, and there could be some locally heavy rain, amounts of a half inch or more possible in spots. 75 today, 68 tonight, clearing 81 tomorrow. The weekend, plenty of sunshine with highs near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Recently, I purchased a GPS app for my phone that talks like Morgan Freeman. Pretty cool having Morgan Freeman narrate your drive. Not so cool if you're in a hurry.
In 500 feet, turn left down Maple Avenue. As you make the turn, you notice an old oak tree on the corner. That tree was planted there in 1947. Uh-oh, we're lost.
Sometimes the GPS likes to play mind games with me, and it'll say things like, up ahead, make a right, or make a left.
Ultimately, it's up to you to decide. Get busy living, or get busy driving off a bridge. Morgan Freeman's just playing. But seriously, you're about to die.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. On down the line. Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Well, baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. Yeah. My baby does a hanky panky. baby does a hanky panky.
The Shondells, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, a 41-year-old woman named Sunny Beach, that's her name, was arrested in Ohio after she flipped out of the Burger King because she couldn't get a burger at 9 a.m. Remember the movie Falling Down with Michael Douglas? He flipped out of the fast food place. Just the opposite. He couldn't get breakfast after a certain hour because they, you know, changed the menu to from breakfast to lunch, and he flipped out. Pulled a gun on the guy. Remember, that's what that story reminds me of. Looking for cloudy weather today. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers for the high near 75. Much of that same weather tonight. Partly sunny, though, tomorrow. For the weekend, partly sunny. Chance of showers on Saturday. Sunny on Sunday right now. Cloudy and 74 and very humid at Radio Park. But guess who? These eyes.
These eyes. Every night for you, these arms long to hold you again. The heavens on me, yeah. I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally, Wilson Pickett with local news and timeless hits with WRJN. Hey, you know that moment of work when you're done with lunch, but the end of the day is nowhere in sight? A study found exactly when that happens. The average person hits the wall at work at exactly 2:22 p.m., so you still have plenty of time. The top three reasons are the office is too warm, you didn't get enough sleep, overwhelming amount of work, and you're just exhausted and tired. It happens. 819 WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Craving the best sandwiches around? From August 15th to the 18th, treat your taste buds to a flavor-packed experience with Lee's Deli at the Cobra Kai Softball Tournament in Cliffside Park. Enjoy the crispy fried appetizers and signature subs, and with the new mobile concession system, you won't miss a moment of the tournament. See why Lee's Deli has been Racine's favorite sandwich shop. The best of Racine year after year. Visit the deliciousness of Lee's Deli at the Cobra Kai Softball Tournament, Thursday through Sunday at Cliffside Park.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Collect a Bob Uecker Harry Doyle bobblehead at the Brewers game on August 17th, courtesy of Chevrolet. Inspired by Uecker's legendary role in the film Major League, the first 30,000 fans through the gates will get this special bobble. Get your tickets at brewers.com/giveaways.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby. the path you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
We were talking a few minutes ago about when you finally hit the wall at work and you just can't work anymore. 2:22 in the afternoon today. I thought of the major reason why it's 2:22. You just packed away a high-calorie lunch. Now you just want to sit there and let it fester.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, but swaggings, clutter your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look at yourself, look at yourself. Yeah.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Get our Nehru jackets out of the closet. I think my brother still has his Nehru jacket. My brother played with them at a show once when he was had a rock band. Played the Strawberry Alarm Clock was on the bill with him. But yeah, the Nehru jackets. Remember those from the 60s? Just watch an old movie from the 60s, a teenage movie. You'll see them.
WRJN.
Ah, the Beatles. It's 8:28 at WRJN. Cloudy, 74 degrees right now here at Radio Park. I think this was their very first hit record, if I'm not mistaken. Love Me Do.
Love, love me do.
On the noggin, it's news time at WRJN.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One in four voters in Wisconsin cast a ballot Tuesday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says 26% is the highest turnout for a fall primary election in 60 years. 1.2 million people voted on each of two proposed amendments to the state constitution. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is still declining to talk about the extent of his wealth.
I'm not going to get into that question.
And why not?
Why would I?
Hovde's recent financial disclosure says he's worth about $500 million. Democrats say it matters whether Hovde sells his holdings in SunWest Bank.
We need to know what kind of influence that those that have money in that bank are going to ultimately have over the decisions he makes in the Senate.
State Representative Tip McGuire speaking for the Tammy Baldwin campaign. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft is still making real estate moves in Racine County. The company this week purchased an additional 70 acres of land in Mount Pleasant for almost $13 million. The latest acquisition brings their total land ownership in the area to over 1,200 acres. The new land is in the current project area, but north of Highway 11. The tech giant's $3 billion data center project is expected to create more than 2,000 construction jobs by year-end. Referenda for funding emergency medical services in Kenosha County got mixed results Tuesday night. Randall and Wheatland voters strongly supported increased funding, while Twin Lakes residents narrowly opposed their measure. The Kenosha County Clerk's Office says all results will remain unofficial until a vote canvass on August 20th. A pastry party has been planned in Racine. ONH is celebrating its 75th anniversary September 14th with an event at its Washington Avenue location. The celebration will feature live music, family-friendly activities, and the return of four specialty Kringle flavors, each representing a different generation of the Olson family. All five bakery locations will feature the special flavors. And the DOT says they're shutting down a Racine County bridge. There will be a closure of the Highway 38 bridge over the Root River in Mount Pleasant next week. Drivers are advised to use alternate routes, including 31, Spring Street, and Memorial Drive. The closure dates and times may be subject to change based on weather conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow. And there could be some locally heavy rain, amounts of a half inch or more possible in spots. 75 today, 68 tonight, clearing 81 tomorrow. The weekend, plenty of sunshine with highs near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
I'm not afraid to tell you how old I am, but I'm going to give you a clue. I actually said this to my friends. I was at my friend's apartment, and I actually said to her out loud, boy, That's a nice pill caddy. That's how old I am, yes. I had to get a new pill caddy recently because my doctor gave me a new prescription and I'm on so much medication that I couldn't jam one more pill into the compartment. So I had to go to CVS to the pill caddies and prosthetics aisle. And I don't know if you've shopped for this, but there's a whole hierarchy of pill caddies. You start with your entry-level pill caddy. It's the single compartment pill caddy. Then you move into the AM, PM pill caddy. Then the AM, noon, evening pill caddy. Then the AM, noon, evening, bedtime pill caddy. Then basically you have to hire a caddy to hand you pills all day because you pass out and die.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. She needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. Such a cause. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Life unkind.
Tuesday, who could hang a name?
says here 72% of people would like to take at least one day off a year just to sleep. One day? I need like a week to nap it out. Here's Percy Sledge with A Man Loves a Woman.
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He changed the world for a good thing he's found. If she is bad, he can see it. She can do no wrong. Turn his back on his best friend if he put her down.
Listen this week for your chance to remember the king with WRJN. It was 47 years ago tomorrow that the world lost Elvis Presley. So all this week, Cindy Huber has your chance to win some truly vintage Elvis vinyl albums we scoured used record stores for to pass on to you. Yeah, they are used, but they're Elvis and they're vinyl. So it keeps with our Timeless Hits theme. Cindy Huber has complete details coming up after 9 o'clock, how you can win one right here at WRJN. Speaking about the king, his 1972 comeback song, Hunka Hunka Burning Love.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher, higher, it's burning through to my soul. Girl, 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 you're gonna set me on fire. My brain is flaming, I don't know. Sweet song all the choir.
I see Cindy's got this major box set of Elvis vinyl giveaway. It's a big box set of all his top albums. Wow. Look at that. I wonder who's going to win that one. Oof. That looks good. Speaking about albums, Billboard.com put out a list of 15 surprising artists that never had a number one album. David Bowie, The Who, Aretha, Brad Paisley, James Taylor, Kiss, and Bob Marley never had a number one album. Hard to believe, huh?
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Most of us can agree, everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking
fun is all through.
You're shooting the light now, you're shooting the light.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do.
You're shooting the light now, you're shooting the light.
And we'll have fun,
fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy
took the T-Bird away.
Fun,
fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Timeless favorites, WRJN.
The rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
Sunday, WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. Hey, this is an odd but true segment. This is really interesting. Cindy, see if you can figure this out. This is almost like Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story. It's very similar to that.
Cool.
All right, here we go. Odd but true. Author J.M. Barrie lost his 13-year-old brother in an accident as a kid. To comfort his mother, he started speaking and acting just like his brother and wearing his brother's clothing. His mother treated him as if he was his dead brother. He later wrote a novel about this, about a kid stuck in eternal childhood. What book did he write?
Oh, gosh.
It was Peter Pan.
No, is that? No.
Yeah, he wrote that about being stuck in eternal childhood because he was pretending to be his brother for his mother's sake, and he was never growing up.
Oh, my gosh.
So he wrote Peter Pan. Isn't that interesting? Look at your face.
I promise.
And now you know
the rest of the story.
You've got one of those coming up today at 12:05.
You know, the only thing about hearing that and Paul Harvey, too, is that when you hear it, then you're tempted to go on Wikipedia and blow off another hour looking this all up. Like, yeah, so, oh, well.
Yeah, J.M. Barrie wrote Peter Pan.
Wow.
It was based on being an eternal child, being his brother.
I did not know
where
that.
Where he was never going to grow up. He'll always be a young kid in his mother's eyes. That's how he wrote the book.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's kind of fun. Hey, I'm back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., bright and early, or dark and early like it was this morning. Cindy Huber coming up next. When are you giving away that big, fat Elvis box set?
Probably within the next couple of hours because we got a game today, a pregame, and, you know, I don't want to make people go, okay, we're going to do it at 1:30, and then everybody turns out it's a Brewer game.
Big, fat box set we're giving away.
You know,
all right.
I got one question, yeah. Don. So the kids never grows up, but where did the fairy come in that life?
Well, I'm sure some of it was, you know, to make an interesting book.
Like there was an actual little
fairy. But the character
one.
Peter Pan is based on him never growing up being his brother.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't write a book like that.
What about the fairy?
I can't write a book like that.
Wasn't there a porcupine in there, too?
No, it was Captain Hook, I think.
Ah!
Where'd he come from?
Did they live on the ocean?
Where? I just read it.
I expect you to know these things, man.
I'm not Wikipedia.
They depend on you.
Cindy's coming up next, 857 WRGN, and you're the one.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love. Be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're Kenosha.